We'll start with clean. So we need to always remember to wash our hands often and for at least 20 seconds, the old classic way of singing the happy birthday song twice. So people forget. Like, so we're so busy nowadays and people just always like rushing. And so we don't want to wash our hands just to check a box. We really want to wash our hands properly and take our time. So 20 seconds is, is a good, lather for 15 seconds and rinse. And so, and always remember, so I want you to visualize this. Let's say you just handled raw meat and you turn on the faucet with your soiled hands and you wash your hands properly, but guess what? You turn off the faucet using your clean hands, but the faucet was contaminated when you turn it on, right,
Yeah,
with your
you're
soiled
right.
hands because you handled raw meat. So we want to like visualize things and think through it. So the proper way to do it is we want to get like a paper towel and turn off the faucet using that paper towel. That way we don't contaminate our hands that we just cleaned. Does that make
That
sense?
makes total sense. Yeah, I've never thought
All
of that.
right. Yeah, there you go. And again, you mentioned, of course, clean surfaces. So we want to use, soapy water and, make sure that our surfaces are clean. And of course, using like different utensils for raw and ready to eat. Like, so our cutting boards, we cannot use the same cutting board that we just used, like to cut tomatoes that we just used to, cut raw meat. So we have to like separate and make sure that we prevent cross-contamination. And of course, like we have to wash like utensils between tasks and make sure to rinse fruits and vegetables under running water before preparing them. So clean is like the main step. We can't just assume or we can't say, okay, like it's boiling, so I'm sure like it's cooked. We have to use a what? A thermometer. So the only way to be sure that food is fully cooked is by using a thermometer. And turkey and stuffing, we just have to make sure that it's cooked like the inside reaches 165 degrees Fahrenheit in the thickest part of the breast and thigh. So we have to like get to the thickest part of the turkey and make sure that it reaches 165. And we keep the thermometer for like 15 seconds.
And so, and
And
this is really important because food poisoning is no joke.
it's not, no, absolutely not. So, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, one in six Americans, so you're talking about like 48 million, get sick from foodborne illness annually. Can you imagine?
That
Yeah.
number is way higher than I would have ever guessed.
Yeah. And you know what? And we can work together to just prevent it. And that's why we're here. And that's what we do to prevent foodborne illness. So if we just follow these simple steps, then hopefully everyone will be safe.
Well, in this time of year, you think about it, whether it's, raw or undercooked foods or, cookie dough and eggs and those kinds of things. There are so many things out there. And talk about not only it being dangerous, but something that can ruin a holiday is food poisoning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we definitely don't want to eat raw cookie dough, right? Because it contains eggs and flour, and we definitely don't want to eat it raw, so it has to be cooked.
So as far as the refrigerator and, refrigerating things, and how long should things stay out? Because that is also sometimes you get caught up in the moment, and all of a sudden you realize that food has been sitting out for too long.
Sure. So remember, like we earlier we mentioned that there are like some steps. So there are four key steps. So clean, separate, cook, and chill. So with chill, we have to first we have to make sure that our refrigerator is set for at least 40 degrees Fahrenheit. And so we have to make sure there is a thermometer inside. We don't just want to assume and say, oh, okay, well, it's, cold enough. We have to make
Right.
sure that it's at least 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below. And we want to make sure that, you know, leftovers, I mean, we cook a lot of food and we usually have a lot of leftovers and we sit down and we talk and we chat and the food is still sitting there. And, you know, like 6-7 hours later, food is still sitting there. And we're like, oh, we just, you know, cooked all this food and we really don't want to waste it. So, you know what, we'll just go ahead and keep it. I'm sure it's fine. And we don't want to do that. You know, we always say, if it's in doubt, throw it out. If it's been out for more than 2 hours. So if the room is warm, I'll say like an hour. But if it's, you know, cold room, then 2 hours is the most that we want to keep the food sitting at room temperature. So always remember the danger zone. So according to the CDC, which is, again, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the danger zone is between 40 degrees Fahrenheit to 140 degrees Fahrenheit. So anything sitting in between, that's our danger zone. So we want to keep the food either cold, 40 degrees Fahrenheit or below, or hot, 140 degrees Fahrenheit or above. That way we make sure that bacteria doesn't grow. And then when we're leaving the food sitting at the counter, guess what? Bacteria grows and it multiplies. And so we don't want to do that. So like after 2 hours is I would say the, or I, not me saying personally, but the CDC says that an hour food regulations, that's the most that we can leave food out. And of course, because we're not going to be checking it with a thermometer to make sure that, you know, it's, what is the temperature? It's not like we're keeping a log like we do right at a food establishment or, you know, so 2 hours is the most. Just, and then, of course, like to just I want to mention that the proper way to cool food properly. And then so if we're keeping it in the refrigerator, so we want to use like maybe shallow containers, that way the food cool faster. And when we're putting the food in the fridge, if it's hot, we don't want to cover it to trap the heat. Right. We want to keep a little room so the heat can escape. Right. Because we don't want to keep it in the refrigerator with, you know, tight containers and we're trapping the heat in there. That way it's not going to cool properly. So make sure that, you know, we're using like shallow containers. That way it cools, you know, fast and properly. So always remember that leftovers are not good forever, right? So I would say like, you know, three days is good to keep leftovers, 3 to 4 days.